With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Piki mai, kake mai, nau mai, haere mai. Hoki mai rā e te iwi ki tēnei punua pāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Āpiro Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koe hoa.
Tēnā koe hoa, tēnā koutou whakarongo mai nā.
Ko te kaupapa i tēnei rā, following on from last week, we did Heha Ai. And today we're going to do the negative.
The negative, why not?
Why not? Ai, Heha Ai kore ai. Hea hei kore ai, is how we might say why not on its own. Kaore a pānia I te haere mai, pānia's not coming. Hea hei kore ai, why not? So we can use it on its own there, but let's get into it and talk about how we'll add on.
Ka pai.
So the structure, when we add it at a subject, that's where we're going to kind of look at the placement of the kupu. If we're asking, say, why aren't you going? Why won't you go? Why aren't you going? We would say, heaha, and then the subject.
Heaha koe.
Heaha koe. The next particle, the next letter, is going to show the tense. So same pattern with a lot of our structures. E is going to show past tense. E is going to show present or future tense. So why aren't you going? We're not in the past yet. Why aren't you going? Heaha koe
e.
E. Ka pai. Heaha koe e. And this is where the negative comes in, the why not, the why aren't you. So heaha koe e kore ai.
Heaha koe e kore ai.
Heaha koe e kore ai. Then we're going to introduce the verb, the kupu mahi, but we need e to do that. Hea koe e kore ai e haere.
Hea koe e kore ai e haere.
Why aren't you going? Hea koe e kore ai e haere. And then, so just change that one little letter e hoa to say, why didn't you go?
Hea koe I kore ai e haere.
Hea koe I kore ai e haere. That little, you know, letter there, E or E, the first one is determining the tense. That's the marker. So the second E stays the same. That's the flow into the verb.
Okay,
the
cool.
Tū mahi.
So that the E before the tū mahi is always going to be the same.
Aye.
Always going to be there.
Aye, tika. So one more time. Why aren't you going or why won't you go?
Hea ha koe. E kore ai e haere.
Hea koe e kore ai e haere. And why didn't you go?
Hea koe I kore ai e haere.
Hea koe I kore ai e haere. Ka raue, tino pai. Ka pai, let's play with it a little bit. Let's add in some other subjects and some other kupu mahi.
Ka pai.
Ana I tētahi kōrero I te reo Pākehā, Māue Whakamaori.
Ka pai.
Why won't hone speak?
He aha a hone e kore ai e kōrero?
Ka pai, ai. He aha a hone e kore ai e kōrero? Pai.
So, pātai. So, pātai already.
He pai ngā pātai.
So, if this rerenga, he aha a hone e kore ai e kōrero, that can mean why isn't hone currently speaking?
Ai.
But also, why won't he speak in the future?
Aye, aye.
It's the same phrase, same reading for that.
Aye, and we know in context.
Yeah.
And a reminder here, and we spoke about this in the last episode with hea hai, we can swap out ai for nei.
Okay.
Hea ha aho ne kore nei e kōrero.
e kore nei e kōrero.
E kore nei e kōrero.
And we would swap that out if hone is here, or the kōrero is going to happen here, maybe. With
we could. And also, he might not be here. I could still say, hone kore nei e kōrero.
Okay, but would the kōrero be intended to happen here?
Depends on the way we're thinking about something.
Okay.
If the subject, the event we're talking about is present in mind, then we might swap out I for nay. I.
Okay.
What about the past tense? So why didn't hone speak?
He aha a hone I kore ai e kōrero?
He aha a hone I kore ai e kōrero. Karawe, kapai. Anei te tahi atu. Another one. Why doesn't she or he or they? Why don't they learn Māori?
Pātai pai tēnā. He aha ia.
He aha ia, ai. And just a reminder there, ia is our gender neutral pronoun. So it could be he, she, they. We know by context. Sorry, Ehua, I interrupted you.
Not at all. It's a good point. Yeah, we don't need to add a new pronoun with things moving in that direction.
Koia.
Te reo Māori has it already.
Koia.
He aha ia e kore ai e ako I te reo Māori?
He aha ia e kore ai e ako I te reo Māori. Ai, tika. I had to think about that one. Ai, tika. He aha ia e kore ai e ako I te reo Māori. He reo ātāhua. Why doesn't she learn te reo Māori? Why don't they learn te reo Māori? So we've added on there, like with the other sentences we were finishing at the kupumahi.
Mm.
He aha koe kore ai e haere. He aha hone kore ai e kōrero. We finished there at the kupumahi. Here we've added on. And we go back to that same pattern. To add on, we need a joining particle, I or ki, depending on the verb.
Right.
Let's do one with ki. Why didn't you come to the meeting?
He aha koe I kore ai e haere ki te hui?
Pai. And why aren't you coming to class?
He aha koe e kore ai e
haere.
Haere, okay. He aha koe e kore ai e haere ki te akoranga?
Ki te krahe?
Ki te krahe?
Ki te akoranga?
Akoranga.
Aye, let's just like clarify those kupu. So for class, for the lesson, we might use krahe, like the transliteration class. We might use akoranga for the actual lesson, the learning, the akoranga. And then for the room,
akomanga.
Akomanga, yeah. Okay. So why aren't you coming to class? I would go with krahe or akoranga.
Okay.
Rather than the room.
I'm always getting those mixed up. Akomanga, akoranga.
Ai, e maramana. Akonga, akoranga, akomanga.
He nui ngā kupu.
He nui ngā kupu hou e hoa mā. Ka pai, nō reira, we can see here that we've used I in both of these structures that we've looked at. So I think in the next couple of episodes, let's continue on with a few different structures that use I. And just to note here, while we're, you know, on these two structures, he aha ai, he aha I kore ai, they both use ai. Let's just note that ai is a particle, like a grammar particle. You're good with languages, ehua. How would you describe like what ai does or what a grammar particle is?
Well, it's kind of case dependent, isn't it? So it depends. On its own, it doesn't really mean anything, does it? It needs to sit in a structure with other kupu to kind of give itself meaning. So I think it could mean different things in different structures, but yeah, on its own, it doesn't really represent anything.
Koia, like in these structures, it doesn't translate to mean anything. It doesn't, but we can see that it's needed and we can see where it's placed. And so before it was placed after, or before the verb, you know, and depending on the structure. And so we'll look at each structure, a few structures that have I, and we'll see where it's placed. It appears in a lot of different structures, and it's one of those kind of, I think once we get past I and ki, and a nor I becomes a little particle that starts to kind of annoy you. So let's address this aiewama. Actually, ai does mean something on its own. It is a verb as well. I'll let you find out what that means in the Māori dictionary. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Hei kona mai e te iwi.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.